Hello. So you are Jack Reaper. We saw on Brian's planner that he was supposed to have dinner with you on Thursday night.
Yes, indeed. We did have dinner. We went to a restaurant in Camden Town, and it's the last time I saw him.
Can you tell me more about your relationship with Brian?
Brian was one of my best friends. We worked together, too. But about a month ago, he started working on an article on his own. He didn't really want to talk about it. He said it was too early. But he told me it was going to be big.
Do you think someone could have killed him, not to be denounced?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm sorry to ask you this, but where were you on February 28th at about 11 p.m? I need to ask because you may be the last person who saw Brian. His wife is missing.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. Well, I walked him back home. I even went upstairs to say hello to Megan, and I left their apartment at about 10:30 p.m. They were both alive and fine, so I guess she was the last person who saw him. But she didn't do anything. She loved him so much. Then I walked home. I live very near. So at 11 p.m., I was at home with my wife. She was waiting for me, and my son was sleeping.
All right. And did you notice anything strange in Brian's apartment or in his building, perhaps?
I don't think so. Wait, maybe one thing. Someone was smoking outside the hall. I couldn't really see this person's face, though, because it was dark, but it was someone quite short and slender. I just said goodnight, but he or she didn't answer. Then I left.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Reaper. I'm sorry for your loss. Would you sign this paper, please? Thanks.